But to quote the famous philosopher, I want to ride my bicycle, I want to ride my bike. That's my Freddie Mercury quote for the song from Queen. But it is great to get going on riding a bike. People have been checking the wheels, checking to see if those tires are still inflated and ready to go. Riding a bike is a fun way to get active. And we have Kat Bray from the Lorain County Public Health joining us to talk all about that this morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
Well, let's see. You know the weather changes and then the bikes come out. Usually the kids are the ones that are starting to ride the bikes in the neighborhood, but the whole family really can get involved in this. Talk about a little bit about the benefits, I guess, of riding a bike. What's so great about that?
Sure. Well, riding a bike is fun, and it's also a way to get active. And we know that regular activity can actually help reduce your risk of chronic diseases, some of those being diabetes, heart disease, obesity. And the good news is here in Lorain County, there are a lot of wonderful trails for biking and even on-street bicycle lanes in some communities.
Beyond you promoting that, what does Lorain County Public Health do to make it happen?
Well, you know, thinking about the environment of Lorain County, we work a lot to make the healthy choice easier. So looking at barriers to biking, you know, we try to help cities or schools or small communities or even sections of communities make the actual streets and crossings and sidewalks safer. And the way we do that is with something called an active transportation plan, or sometimes that's known as a bicycle and pedestrian plan. And essentially, cities or villages or communities adopt these plans that specifically outline different ways that we can make walking and biking safer for the community, for students and people of all ages and abilities.
And you see more and more of those popping up everywhere. It seems like almost every construction season, there's another one.
Yeah, I guess maybe you see some of that construction on the highways and things, but locally in communities, maybe even those crossings or ramps at crosswalks being repaired. That would be an example of how the maybe active transportation plan is in play. For example, Lorain and Elyria have active transportation plans that are citywide. North Ridgeville is in the planning process now. And Avon has an existing bicycle and pedestrian master plan. And, you know, again, those are kind of the roadmap for roadmap, if you will, for laying out ideas for both improvements in the environment and also programs to increase safety.
You see a lot of those plans where you not only have roadways and that, but there's always like a bike lane that gets established as well, because we have to understand the rules of the road. What can we do to make ourselves as safe as possible when we get on that bike to get where we want to go and exercise? And
mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point, because it's important to do the right things, follow the right rules, and also think about personal safety. So, of course, wearing the right equipment, a bicycle helmet, making sure that fits correctly, and wearing light or reflective clothing is also a good one, so it's easier for people to see you, especially if you're traveling at dawn or dusk or at night. One thing that people may not know, reflectors and lights on your bike, especially if you travel at night, are actually part of the law to keep you safe. A couple of other things, you know, in thinking about bicycle safety as the weather improves, as you're riding, whether on a trail or crossing the road or on a bike lane, you can actually make eye contact with drivers and use hand signals to show which way you're turning. And that's very helpful. Almost acting as a car, be a driver is something we say. You know, if you are comfortable in bicycling on the road, bicyclists do have the same rights and responsibilities as a driver of a vehicle. And this is an important one, always ensuring that when you are biking, to ride with the flow of traffic. And you might see that bicyclists sometimes do take the full lane in some scenarios. That is perfectly in line with the law, and can be safer for both the bicyclist and the vehicle in certain scenarios.
Sometimes I see the bike, they'll have headlights on, or their lights on and things, a lot of light type of things like that. So added safety things, almost like a vehicle, and know all the hand signals and be able to go. But it's a fun thing for them to do. And I've got to remember, we have to share the road together. So I guess obey it as best as possible. Mm-hmm. And I guess if we're a driver in a car and we see bicyclists, what are some of the things? We know sometimes with motorcycles, we got to keep them in mind, be sure they're there. What are the tips for people who are driving so that we can protect the bicyclist as well?
Yes, that is a good point. You know, thinking about when driving a vehicle, I'm a bicyclist and I'm also I also drive a car. So it's important for me to remember to drive focused, you know, when I am behind the wheel. And I would encourage everyone to do the same. Avoiding distractions, especially the phone. It's, you know, put it in a bag or outside of your pocket or lap. Avoid driving, of course, after drinking alcohol or using certain drugs. Even sometimes over-the-counter drugs can make you feel drowsy. So consulting your doctor on medications that may cause that. And then most of all, what good rule of thumb is to pass cyclists with giving at least 3 feet in between your car and the bike if they're on the road or in a bike lane.
What if somebody doesn't have a bike? Maybe they're not sure if they want to make that kind of investment. Is there any help out there for people who might want to try one out, so to speak?
Yes, absolutely. This is a great program that is exciting that a lot of people may not know about, especially the last couple of years. So one thing that is a wonderful new partnership, the libraries locally, some have a program where you can borrow a bike and gear, just like you would borrow a book. And the examples of those that are up and running are Lorain Public Library, both their main and south branch, and North Ridgeville. And then some community partners have low-cost bikes, so much more affordable than maybe even at Walmart or a bike shop. The Elyria Bicycle Center and the Lorain County Community Action Agency, or LCCAA, bike shop in Lorain, and that's right off Broadway. So those are great ways to get a low-cost bike or free, just to check it out if you're looking to get biking this spring.
Also reminds me that on the Oberlin campus, they have that area where there's different bikes, and sometimes they have kids take a bike and leave a bike kind of a thing just to get around. And of course, you may see more use of bikes now that the gas prices are so high. A lot of people are thinking, I'm going to take a bike. So there's maybe a lot of new cyclists to be back on the road.
Yeah, I think that's, a great point. I mean, because it's a form of transportation. It's a form of physical activity, and it's good for mental health, getting out there and on the trails. But biking can help get you where you need to go. It's an alternative to the car. Even if you need to get to an errand, if you don't have access to a car, trying a bike is a good solution.
Right. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. You didn't take a bike. You didn't ride your bike here, did you?
Unfortunately, I have the car today.
Okay. Well, you sometimes will see people, especially on the weekends, the cars, and then the bikes are either in the back or somewhere else because they take their car somewhere where there's a trail, and then they use the bikes to get in the area. It's a little quieter through nature, I suppose, using those types of things as well. Kat Bray, Public Information Officer, Lorain County Public Health. Thanks for joining us. If people want to find out more about things that are going on at Lorain County Public Health, where's a good place to check that out then?
You could check our website, LorainCountyHealth.com, for more information. All of our social accounts, so Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, so just search Lorain County Health. Or pick up the phone, give us a call. You'll talk with someone else on the other line, and our number is 440-322-6367.
Sounds good. Kat, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Kat Bray with Lorain County Public Health, talking all about bikes this morning.